RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by Voi Green and News in Brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. To conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia and British businesses sign economic agreement. Japan is the third main destination of Indonesian export. Japan assesses Indonesia become its potential market. Now the news in detail. Delegations of the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry (KADIN) participating in President Joko Widodo's visit to Europe will sign a Memorandum of Understanding with its British counterpart. The Memorandum of Understanding, which has been signed on Wednesday, April 20, 2016 in London, included business partnerships worth $3.25 billion in total. KADIN Chairman Rosan Perkasa Ruslani in a press release on Tuesday, April 19, 2016 said the memorandum is an important milestone in the Indonesia-European Union relationship. Rosan stated that several sectors included in the memorandum are energy, telecommunication, consumer product, agribusiness and industry. KADIN's Deputy Chairman on International Relationship, Sinta Wijaya Kamdani, said the European Union is one of the most important trade partners for Indonesia because it is one of the largest economic hubs in the world. Sinta added that the European Union is one of Indonesia's largest export destinations and the second major source of foreign direct investment. Therefore, both countries have many potential to establish more bilateral partnerships and investments. Japan is one of Indonesia's important export destinations. Japan is also one of the top countries investing in Indonesia in 2015. It was said by Director General of National Export Department of Indonesian Trade Ministry, Nuzulia Ishak, on the signing of ceremony of a joint statement with Prefecture Wakayama Governor Yoshinobu Nisaka at the Indonesian Trade Ministry in Jakarta Tuesday. Japan is one of the Indonesia's biggest trade partners, in which Japan has become the third main export destination with total trade $31.2 million. In the field of investment in 2015, Japan has become the third biggest investors after Malaysia and Singapore. Nuzulia Ishak expressed hope that Indonesia could explore the market opportunity in Prefecture Wakayama by exporting home appliances, home decoration, and herbals to the biggest hotel in Wakayama. Indonesia is a potential market due to its large population, including potential younger generation. It was stated by Governor of Japanese Wakayama Prefecture, Yoshinobu Nisaka, on the sidelines of his visit to Indonesia Tuesday in Jakarta. According to him, Indonesia is a promising country for strengthening economic cooperation, especially with Japan. Therefore, he expected to increase cooperation with Indonesia.
それからもちろんその前提としては、インドネシアは Indonesia is an interesting market as it has a huge number of people, including the young generation, with varied abilities and strengths. It has also a good economic growth. That's why I consider Indonesia as a promising country, and that's why we try to increase cooperation.
The Wakayama Prefecture Governor Yoshinobu Nisaka visits Indonesia for 5 days from 16 to 20th of April 2016. During his visit, the governor met several stakeholders, namely the governor of Aceh Province, Zaini Abdullah, Indonesian Chamber of Commerce, as well as Indonesian Ministry of Trade. Governor Yoshinobu Nisaka also delivered public lecture on World Tsunami Day, an open seminar on tourism and industrial promotion of Wakayama in Jakarta. Governor of Japanese Wakayama Prefecture Yoshinobu Nisaka seeks a strong economic cooperation between the Indonesian government and local governments in Japan. According to Nisaka, the cooperation can help facilitate more comprehensive cooperation relations between the Japanese and Indonesian businessmen. After giving a speech at the Wakayama promotion event on Tuesday in Jakarta, Governor Nisaka said, cooperation between the Indonesian government and local governments in Japan, especially Wakayama, could provide information on opportunities for cooperation between the Indonesian and Japanese businessmen. Businessmen in Wakayama have potentials to cooperate with Indonesia, including in export activities, investment, and technology. However, we do not have detailed information about our partners here in Indonesia. The information provided by Directorate General of National Export Development, Ministry of Trade of the Republic of Indonesia. That's why we need to cooperate to facilitate cooperation among businessmen. Governor of Wakayama Prefecture Yoshinobu Nisaka is optimistic that cooperation between Indonesian government and regional governments in Japan will contribute to the development of Indonesia. He further hopes that the cooperation will result in a better beneficial relation between Indonesia and Japan. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Ministry of Tourism and Financial Services Authority said cooperation in developing the destinations and the tourism industry in Indonesia. The Memorandum of Understanding for the cooperation was signed by Minister for Tourism Arif Yahya and Head of the Financial Services Authority Mulyaman Haddad Tuesday in Jakarta. With this cooperation, there will be a financing scheme by non-bank financial institutions such as finance companies, insurance companies, pension funds, and capital markets to finance the accelerating development of destinations and tourism industry. Mulyaman Haddad said, through this cooperation, the Financial Services Authority support the effort of the Ministry of Tourism in achieving the target of 20 million foreign tourist visits and 275 million domestic tourist movement in Indonesia in 2019.
Yang kemudian tentu saja sektor pariwisata.
The tourism sector has become our priority. I hope there will be financial options that could be presented. We have made little discussions with the minister on, among others, building resort, homestay, infrastructure for tourism, including buying cruise ships that will become part of our financial services.
Mulyaman Haddad further explained both parties had agreed to cooperate on financial services for 10 new destinations in Indonesia, namely Lake Toba, Belitung, Tanjung Lesung, Thousand Islands, the Borobudur Temple, Mount Bromo, Mandalika, Komodo Island, Wakatobi National Park, and Morotai. As an initial step, Indonesian Financial Services Association will conduct cooperation with the Association of Indonesian Hotels and Restaurants worth 2 to 10 trillion rupiah. The Indonesian government plans to revitalize 85 traditional markets into modern local centers of trade and commerce in 2016. Among the markets that will be revitalized are 65 regular traditional markets, 20 market units in Indonesia's peripheral areas, and markets that were damaged by natural disasters. The Deputy of Production and Market for Ministry for Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises, Iwayan Dipta, through a statement released on Wednesday, April 20, 2016, expressed hope that the revitalization effort could transform these markets from mere trading spots into centers of not only commerce, but also centers of local production, where local residents could trade their goods with competitive prices as well as qualities. The government, continued Dipta, will prioritize their effort on markets whose conditions are in a serious need of revitalization, as well as semi-permanent markets in sub-districts, villages, as well as recently formed districts and regions that to date has yet to receive any aid from to revitalize their centers of commerce and trade. Dipta said that the effort will be aimed to ensure that local traders could utilize the space to meet the needs of their consumers, whose demand is increasingly becoming more varied. The last item, the United Kingdom government support President Joko Widodo's idea to establish an international Islamic university in Indonesia to serve as a forum to share experiences in curbing terrorism. British Ambassador to Indonesia Muazzam Malik stated in London on Tuesday, several new steps have been outlined since United Kingdom Prime Minister visited Indonesia, including cooperation in potential areas such as building an international Islamic university in Indonesia. Malik explained that the university will become a place to share experiences of speaking international languages in Asian and European countries. Malik noted that the people can take a cue from the role played by the two great Indonesian Islamic organizations, Nahdlatul Ulama and Muhammadiyah. He remarked that the partnership between Indonesian and British Islamic institutions, especially those engaged in teaching the youth both scientific and religious principles, had shown good progress. According to the ambassador, the British government is also ready to cooperate with Indonesia to control the spread of extremism through the virtual world. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesia and British businesses signed economic agreement. Japan is the third main destination of Indonesian export. Japan assesses Indonesia become its potential market. That was the news.
Open your mind, feel the warmth, see the smile, friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destination in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia. 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. Or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Listener, here is commentary entitled Brazil in Political Storm. The lower half of Brazil finally decided to agree to impeach the country's first female president, Dilma Rousseff. This decision was taken on Sunday after a long session between those who support and those who reject the impeachment. The supporting group managed to collect 2/3 votes in the lower house. This decision will then be submitted to the upper house of Brazil, the Senate, which has time until May to decide whether to hold a hearing on impeachment or not. The session could take some time because they have to get 2/3 votes of the Senate before impeaching President Dilma Rousseff. The Brazilian parliament filed a motion of impeachment after accusing Rousseff illegally manipulating the country accounts. During the lower house session, thousands of people from those who agree and disagree with the impeachment gathered near the parliament building. Those who are against the impeachment are the supporters of the Socialist Party faction, while the other side are the right opposition parties plus the Brazilian Democratic Movement Party and Progressive Party. They all are waiting for the results of the voting in the parliament. Rousseff did not stay silent. After the voting, the Brazil's first woman president delivered a statement to the public on Tuesday, April 19th, that she was innocent and the parliament had been accusing her without any evidence. Rousseff will continue to fight the impeachment effort, which she regarded as a coup. President Rousseff is facing impeachment attempts after the support for her dropped dramatically. The ruling Socialist Party was left by its coalition partner, the Progressive Party, which held 47 seats in the parliament last week. Earlier in March, the biggest coalition partner, the Brazilian Democratic Movement, withdrew its support and moved into opposition. Besides the issue of accounts manipulation, the opposition parties also accused some elites in Brazil of corruption, causing an economic crisis considered the worst ever experienced by the country. The corruption scandal also involved the former president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Brazilian anti-corruption police conducted an investigation that revealed corruption scandals in the national oil company Petrobras. Federal police have also issued 33 arrest warrants. According to the local media reports, the police have also arrested and detained former President Lula da Silva. President Rousseff criticized the leaking of a testimony linking with her mentor, former President Lula da Silva, to the media. The world is yet to see what will be the answer of the upper house, the Senate of Brazil, to the decision of the lower house supporting the impeachment of Dilma Rousseff. Will it recover the president's slumping economy? Bearing in mind that the economic deterioration, not only because of the high-level corruption scandal, but also due to low oil prices in Brazilian Petrobras. We held the impeachment and the 18-month political crisis and restore Brazil into a better situation? If not, then the world will witness one icon in the world economic development known as BRIC, consisting of Brazil, Russia, India, and China, a history. Listener, that was commentary today.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listener, welcome to Today in History. We begin with an event on April 20th, 1902. Pierre Curie discovers radium. Two French researchers, Pierre Curie and his wife Marie, successfully isolated a radioactive substance which they named radium on April 20, 1902. 4 years earlier, in their research and pitch blende, the couple discovered radium and polonium, and it took 4 years for them to isolate uranium from it. 1 year after the successful isolation, the Curies shared Nobel Prize with French physicist Henri Becquerel for their research on radioactivity. We move into April 20, 1999, the Columbine High School massacre. Two students of Columbine High School in Littleton City, Colorado, the United States, shot their own friends. The school shooting killed 12 students and two teachers, also wounded 23 others. Then the shooters, Dylan Klebot and Eric Harris, shot themselves to death. This massacre committed by students was not the only one in the U.S. and created opposition from the people against the firearm freedom law in their country. And we end today in history with the Indonesian Consumers Day. Based on the Presidential Decree No. 13-2012 on National Consumers Day, April 20th was decided as the Indonesian National Consumers Day by referring to Law No. 8-1999 on Consumers Protection. The date was chosen in conjunction to the issuance of Consumers Protection Law issuance. Besides to increase consumers' awareness on their rights and obligations, the National Consumers Day is also expected to position the consumers as the subject who determines economic activity and loves domestic products. Therefore, the businessmen will be motivated to improve their product and service quality so that they are ready to be the host in their own country and able to compete in the global market. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus. Daily news and events.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to Voy Green. This edition features government plans, palm plantations, and mining moratorium. Indonesian government will issue moratorium or temporary prohibition of palm plantation concession in several provinces. Moratorium is seen as necessary because the available palm plantation has been enough. This was stated by President Joko Widodo during the launching of National Movement for Nature and Wildlife Conservation in Karya Island, Thousand Islands, Jakarta on Thursday, April 14th. According to the President, the production capacity of the available land can be increased by optimizing the potential.
However, the president did not explain when the moratorium will begin and what kind of regulation to be used. Besides palm plantation, President Joko Widodo planned to prepare the moratorium for mining sector. The president emphasized the special planning of mining sector will be curbed in order to prevent violation against forest concession limit. According to him, natural preservation is important because the world's hope and nature's future depend on it. On the same occasion, Coordinating Minister of Economy Darmin Nasution said the government had their own reason for moratorium or delay for palm plantation and mining expansion. The palm plantation moratorium will not cause land shortage for the businessmen because basically the production is still possible through people's palm replantation. Minister Darmin Nasution also explained on the mining moratorium. According to him, the policy is aimed mainly to provide justice to mining proprietor who had built processing factory and smelter. Otherwise, the mining without smelter will still be able to continue the export. Related to palm plantation moratorium, the Indonesian Palm Oil Producers Association KAPKI stated to accept government decision. However, this association will also provide suggestions to the government related to this policy because land expansion for palm in recent years had been at the minimum stage. This was stated by KAPKI spokesperson Tofan Mahdi to BBC Indonesia Friday, April 15th. Tofan ensured there is still room to increase productivity. The moratorium is also welcomed by the National Executive Advocacy Manager of Indonesian Environment Forum, WALHI, Zanzi Suhadi, who asked the government to make the exemption in the moratorium because all remaining forest needs protection. Greenpeace Indonesia also welcomed the moratorium. Chief of Greenpeace for Indonesia Forest Global Campaign, Kiki Taufik, hope the government plan can be implemented immediately in the form of the legally binding presidential decree, unlike the previous one, which had no legal sanction for the violators. That was Voy Green.
Listener, here's the headlines of several national newspapers published today, April 20th, 2016. We begin with Kompas, which wrote, "Infrastructure development prepares Indonesia joining the global supply chain." The government effort in massively developing infrastructures such as the road, railway network, ports, and airport, accompanied by deregulations to accelerate investment in the central and regions, is the part of national economic structural revamp. With that, the governance of President Joko Widodo and Vice President Yusuf Kala is determined that in around next 2 years, the strategy will bring Indonesia into the global supply chain through 28 European Union member countries. Related to that, Indonesian government immediately began the negotiation of the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or CPA, with European Union, which is expected to be finished in 2 years. As part of the visit to Germany, England, Belgium, and Netherlands until this Thursday and Friday, April 21st until 24th, President Jokowi will convey Indonesia's desire to build comprehensive economic partnership with European Union. This was stated by the President during his meeting with the UK Prime Minister David Cameron in England. During the press conference after the bilateral meeting, the Prime Minister Cameron conveyed the strong support of England for Indonesia to begin the CEPA with European Union. Meanwhile, Republika wrote, "Government do not worry the sluggish middle class." The government did not worry the plummeting middle class income reflected by the decreasing middle class expenditure indicator in the national Gini ratio. According to the Economic Coordinating Ministry's Fiscal and Monetary Coordination Deputy, Bobby Hamzar Rafinus, the issue needs not to be worried, because Bobby added, the middle class will recover by themselves. The people in this group generally had many savings and ability to independently increase their income. Previously, the Central Statistics Agency, or BPS, stated the Gini ratio of September 2015 declined 0.01 points into 0.40 compared to the March 2015. This indicated an increase in the low-income people's expenditure. However, the agency also abandoned the declining Gini ratio due to the plummeting middle class expenditure as impact of the sluggish manufacturing sector. Still on economic gap, Media Indonesia wrote, keep lowering the gap. The government is asked not to feel satisfied with the declining economic gap. Hard work and right policy must be continued to keep the gap low. The decline was shown by the data of Central Statistics Agency, which stated the Gini ratio of September 2015 declined 0.01 points into 0.40 compared to March 2015. The head of Poverty and Social Security Studies of University of Indonesia's Institute for Economic and Social Research, Teguh Dartanto, stated the declining gap was not caused by spending power of the lowest class group, instead by the declining income of the super riches. According to Teguh, the effect of various economic policy made by the government might be truly felt in March to September 2016. Listener, we end the headlines with Tempo newspaper. The 1965 case, reconciliation and rehab are the choices. Dialogue between the government and victims to settle the human rights violation case in 1965 through the National Symposium entitled Dissecting the 1965 Tragedy raised two options, reconciliation and rehabilitation for the victims and families. Advisor for the symposium, Siddharto Danu Subroto, said the two options became the door to the end of the burdens and restore the dignity of the victims. The member of the Presidential Consultative Council said the drafting team will study all recommendations before submitted to the President through Coordinating Minister for Politics, Legal and Security Affairs. And listeners, that was the headline.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with news in brief. Delegations of Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry participating in President Joko Widodo's visit to Europe signed a memorandum of understanding with its British counterpart. The memorandum has been signed on Wednesday, April 20, 2016 in London, included business partnerships worth $3.25 billion in total. Japan is one of the Indonesia's important export destinations. Japan is also one of the top countries investing in Indonesia in 2015. It was said by Director General of National Export Development of Indonesian Trade Ministry, Nus Nuzulia Ishak, in Jakarta, Tuesday. Indonesia is a potential market due to its large population, including potential younger generation. It was stated by Governor of Japanese Wakayama Prefecture, Yoshinobu Nisaka, on the sidelines of his visit to Indonesia, Tuesday in Jakarta. Governor of Japanese Wakayama Prefecture Yoshinobu Nisaka seeks a strong economic cooperation between the Indonesian government and local governments in Japan. The Ministry of Tourism and the Financial Services Authority said cooperation in developing the destinations and the tourism industry in Indonesia. The Memorandum of Understanding for the cooperation was signed by Minister for Tourism Arif Yahya and Head of Financial Services Authority Mulyaman Hadad in Jakarta Tuesday. The Indonesian government plans to revitalize 85 traditional markets into modern local centers of trade and commerce in 2016. Among the markets that will be revitalized are 65 regular traditional markets and 20 market units in Indonesia's peripheral areas and markets that were damaged by natural disasters. The United Kingdom government supports President Joko Widodo's idea to establish an international Islamic university in Indonesia to serve as a forum to share experiences in curbing terrorism. Listener, that was news in brief.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile.
Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land, they dance and sing. Magnificent beauty of nature among the colors of heaven. This is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destination in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. Or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
You still tuned to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on the frequencies of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our radio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll introduce you to Burung Island in Belitung. Stay tuned. Listeners, Burung or Burong Island is a beautiful island in Belitung Regency, Bangka Belitung Province. If you go to Belitung, please do not forget to enjoy the beauty of Burung Island. The island can be reached around 25 until 30 minutes from Tanjung Kelayang by using car. Listeners, Burung Island is exact choice for its visitors who want to take a rest from routine activities. The situation on this island is very comfortable. This island has white and smooth sand, which is completed with clear blue seawater, granite rocks on the beach, and the ocean. You can also be relaxed under coconut trees at surrounding area.
Marilah di tepar layang, di tepar dari delapan.
Listeners, this island is called Burung Island by local people because there is a stone which looks like a bird sitting on the sea and as if saying welcome on beautiful nature. If low tide, you can walk or swim from beach to big stone, which becomes icon of the island. If you want to enjoy fresh water of young coconut, you can pluck it by yourself or you can ask for help to the seller of services. And you do not have to worry about facility because this island also provides clean water, restroom and also most. Are you interested to come to Burung Island? Please set your time to take holiday to go to this island and make your picture with your own camera as with memory. That was Indonesian Wonder for today. We meet again tomorrow with another topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Thank you for still being with us, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157, Jakarta, Indonesia, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
How to speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, introducing you Indonesian vocabulary and expressions as well as their use in conversation. Our topic today is menjahit baju, or in English, sewing clothes. First, as usual, I will present you the Indonesian vocabulary and expressions related to our today. Salah. First, as usual, I will present to you the Indonesian vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic. I will say them twice slowly, and you can repeat after me. Menjahit baju. Menjahit baju. In English, sewing clothes. Melakukan apa? Melakukan apa? In English, what are you doing? Memasak. Memasak. In English, to cook. Ada apa? Ada apa? In English,
What's the matter? Jika saya tidak mengganggu. Jika saya tidak mengganggu. In English, if you don't mind. Tolong jahitkan. Tolong jahitkan. In English, could you please sew? Tidak apa-apa. Tidak apa-apa. In English, no problem. Baju yang robek. Baju yang robek. In English, torn clothes. Siapkan. Siapkan. In English, prepare. Benang jahit. Benang jahit. In English, thread. Jarum jahit. Jarum jahit. In English, needle. Gunting. Gunting. In English, scissors. Silat. Silat. In English, razor blade. Bagian mana? Bagian mana? In English, which part? Bagian lengan. Bagian lengan. In English, sleeve. Bagian depan. Bagian depan. In English, front. Terima kasih. Terima kasih. In English, thank you. Alright, listener, here is the conversation example between Nina or A and Mother or B. I will say them twice slowly and please follow after me. A. Ibu sedang melakukan apa? Ibu sedang melakukan apa? In English, Mom, what are you doing? B. Ibu sedang memasak. Ada apa? Ibu sedang memasak. Ada apa? In English, I am cooking. What's the matter? A. Jika saya tidak mengganggu, ibu bisa tolong jahatkan bajuku yang robek? Jika saya tidak mengganggu, ibu bisa tolong jahitkan bajuku yang robek? In English, if you don't mind, could you please sew my torn clothes? B. Oh, tidak apa-apa. Mari ibu jahitkan. Oh, tidak apa-apa. Mari ibu jahitkan. In English, no problem, I will sew it for you. Sebelumnya, tolong kamu siapkan benang jahit, jarum jahit, gunting, dan silat. Sebelumnya, tolong kamu siapkan benang jahit, jarum jahit, gunting, dan silat. In English, but please prepare the thread, needle, scissor, and razor blade. Bagian mana yang robek? Bagian mana yang robek? In English, which part that is torn? A. Bagian lengan dan bagian depan. Bagian lengan dan bagian depan. In English, the sleeve and the front part. B. Bawa baju kamu ke sini, ibu jahit sekarang. Bawa bajumu ke sini, ibu jahit sekarang. In English, give me your clothes, mom will sew it now. B. Baik, Bu. Terima kasih. Baik, Bu. Terima kasih. In English, okay, mom. Thank you. Well, listener, that's the Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. We meet again next week with other interesting topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a special program which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. Today's edition of Music Corner, we will present you to a band group in Indonesia, namely Leto. Leto band comes from Yogyakarta. Well, listener, to initiate the segment of Music Corner, let's listen to the first song by Leto entitled
Bunga di Malam Itu. Enjoy the song.
Ketika aku bertemu denganmu, dalam hatiku terseduh, tanganku tergenggam menahan haru, mataku tak lepas darimu, walaupun ku sendiri.
Listener, Letta Band is quite familiar among the music lovers in Indonesia, and the band has achieved its greatest work in the Indonesian music industry with a number of hit singles that automatically increasing their popularity. The presence of Letta Band certainly provided a huge influence to the music in Indonesia. The color of pop music genre of Letta Band can invite their fans, and the band still become one of popular bands in the country with its best songs. Letta Band is consistently exist to present their music works. Well, listener, Before we continue to inform you about Little Ben, now let's enjoy the coming song entitled Cinta Bersabarlah. Happy listening.
Walau sehari ku tak berhenti untuk mencari bunga hati. Oh, rasa cinta bersabarlah menantinya. Oh, rasa cinta bersabarlah menantinya. Begitu lama aku mencoba
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.